On this week's Celebrity Challenge, I took on MasterChef's John Turode. He was talking about food heaven and hell, and my challenge was to eat throughout the interview.
Hello, John.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Great to talk to you.
Ah, nice to talk to you too.
So, John, what is Britain's food heaven and hell?
Well, Britain's food heaven seems to be the top one is chicken, and hell, the top one's liver.
Really?
Amazing. But you know what's really exciting about the whole thing is that food hell for some people is curry, and food heaven for some people is curry.
Right.
So curry's become the new Marmite. You either love it or you hate it, but it looks like it's here to stay.
Why is that? Why are we got a love-hate relationship with curry?
Because I think that a lot of people actually have found that they don't really enjoy it anymore. I think that what happens is that maybe it's too spicy, maybe it's too overpowering. And funny enough, if you look at Food Hell and the list that's been released by the BBC Good Food magazine and their annual survey, you'll see that most of those things in that top list are actually quite strong.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you your own personal... Obviously, you're a chef, John, and you're famous for MasterChef. I was going to ask you your own personal heaven and hell. What would that be?
Well, hell definitely has to be tins of sardines.
Really?
I can't do them. Absolutely can't do them at all.
Why don't you like about sardines?
I just don't like them. I don't like... My grandmother used to, every so often, open up a tin of sardines, and then she'd take them out of the tin with a fork, and she'd just eat them as they were, cold.
Is it the smell?
The smell are awful, absolutely horrible. Can't stand it. Heaven, do you know what? Roast chicken for me. I love a roast chicken. I think it's a very, very, very good thing.
Do you know what, John? Chicken was the first thing that I went off, because I'm a vegetarian and I worked in a chicken farm.
Right.
And that was the first thing that I went off. And I haven't had any since, like, for 15 years.
And how do you find yourself?
Much healthier.
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, I think it depends upon what sort of chicken you buy. But I mean, you know, we consume 900 million chickens in this country.
What?
So, yeah, 900 million chickens a year we consume.
That's ridiculous.
So that's quite a lot of chickens, isn't it, really?
It is. I was going to ask you, John, if you and Greg did something really bad, right? And you had to go to the electric... chair.
Yes.
What would your last meal be?
Oh, I don't think I would go to the electric chair because I'm not that sort of person. But my last meal would not necessarily be about the meal. My last meal would be about the occasion.
I think
it's really important. Forget the food. The food's not important. It's about the atmosphere.
Is who's going to be there? Like the people that you love?
No, not at all. It'd be more like the fact that I'd like it to be nice and hot and sunny.
Really?
And I'd like there to be a nice bottle of cold white wine. I'd like there to be a beach. I'd like to be barefooted. I'd like to be sea. I'd like to go for a swim. And that's how I'd like to end my days. Thanks very much. But I don't really, you know, I going to electric chair is not something that I think will ever happen to me.
Okay, well, that's a relief,
isn't it?
And finally, John, I've got to ask you, and I'm sure you get this a lot as a chef, what's for dinner tonight? How far do you plan ahead?
Tonight, actually, do you know what? I'm going to the cinema, and then I'm sort of working out where I'll go for dinner afterwards. And I'm not quite sure. There's this new place open up around the corner, so I might go there.
Well, I'm having pizza tonight.
Are you?
Mm.
Why have you decided that?
I'm going out with some friends for a farewell.
And what sort of pizza will you have?
Well, I say I'm vegetarian, but I like seafood, so I might have some prawns.
Right. Not pineapple.
No, not a pineapple fan. I don't like mixing the sweets and savouries.
It's interesting, isn't it? I quite like pineapple on pizza.
John, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your lunch.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.